If you're a baby boomer, or the child of one, you've probably grown up listening to a lot of recordings by Graham Nash. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, reshell my umbrella. Teach your children well, their father's house is a very, very, very fine house. Just a song. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. Give my gift. Nash was part of the British Invasion, singing with the Hollies in the 1960s. Then he left the Hollies to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which became, for a while, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. In 2016, after some upheaval in his personal life, Nash released his latest recording as a solo artist titled This Path Tonight.
And This Path Tonight is my emotional journey of what's happening to me in this last couple of years. In all my waking days of wonder, all my ways of wrong and right, with all my dreams of clouds and thunder, I wander down this path. And what started this, basically, was I wrote my autobiography a couple of years ago called Wild Tales. And I began to realize that I wasn't as happy as I thought I was. And my wife, Susan, and I, who were married for 38 years, we just fell out of love. And anyway, I divorced Susan, and I'd lived in Hawaii for 40 years almost. And now I live in New York City with a beautiful lady that I fell in love with here in New York City.
Amy Grantham.
Indeed.
So the upheaval in Nash's life wasn't all bad, and it led to some passionate, heartfelt songs. And off in the night, I can feel something coming that might overwhelm. What is the process of writing a song like for you?
I have to feel something before I can ever start to write about it. I have to feel very deeply about something. If I wake up and I, you know, watch the news or read the newspaper or talk to friends and find something that really affects me, then that's when I can start writing about it.
I'm wondering what inspired the song Beneath the Waves. It has an intriguing line, 50 years before the mast, how long will it last before sinking beneath the waves?
That's right. It's a good question, isn't it? You know, my next birthday, I'll be 76. How long can this go on, really? 50 years before the mast, how long will it last before sinking beneath the waves? You know, time is our only currency, really. You know, even Bill Gates, even Jeff Bezos from Amazon can't buy a second of time. Mm-hmm. So we have to utilize our time the best way we can. And that's what I'm trying to do with my life.
Nash will bring his musical partner, guitarist Shane Fontaine, along to his performance in State College on Friday night to play some songs from Nash's new album and, of course, some old favorites.
Probably, you know, 60 years of Graham Nash music, plus a couple of other surprise things. I've written a lot of music in my life, you know, and I'm very proud of what my first band, the Hollies, were able to accomplish. And I'm very proud of what CSN and CSNY was able to accomplish.
For many who grew up in the 60s and 70s, Nash's recordings have formed part of the soundtrack of their lives, woven throughout childhood memories. So I asked him how he felt about being such a big part of the lives of millions of people. He takes it in stride, remembering the music that inspired him when he was a kid.
I mean, don't forget, the Everly Brothers and Elvis and Buddy Holly and Gene Vincent were all part of my life. I mean, we all have heroes, you know. When I was listening to American rock and roll when I was, 13, 14 years old, that's what I wanted to do. That sounded exciting, and all the ladies, all the girls in the school really liked you if you played guitar. This was fantastic. And then, of course, you start getting serious. And the way I did that was I would copy the Everly Brothers. I would copy Buddy Holly. I would stand in a mirror and try and shake my backside like Elvis. And then you soak it all in, and then you forget it, and it comes out as your music.
Graham Nash continues his concert tour around the U.S. with a stop in State College tomorrow night. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
Bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board.